Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs, and never hearing back? Job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's take a look at the NFC West matchup we saw last night. The Rams covering all numbers, 26-17 victory over the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay, so before Russell Wilson got hurt, and I know Geno Smith didn't play horribly, but before Russell Wilson got hurt, what was your take on the game?
My take was that both quarterbacks looked a little bit sloppy, but this was two good teams. The Seahawks defense, again, for the second week in a row, really kind of played above my expectation of them. And I was starting to have a little bit of worry about the Rams offense, but they got it moving later in the game. But overall, I thought there was some early slop from the quarterbacks.
Yeah, so we did a pretty extensive what if with me driving it, what if Russell Wilson got solved to some degree last year? The second half of the season was his worst half season he had in his career, I think it's fair to say. How would you characterize, and obviously him potentially being injured, we're uncertain right now, but up to that point in the entire season, how would you characterize his play?
I would say it's been solid, but not quite what we expect from Russell Wilson at this. Not elite.
Have you thought at any point, RJ might have been right about that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You may have been.
I think what we're seeing is Russell Wilson really struggles when he's on script, a la, okay, five-step drop, back foot, throw, and the Tom Brady, excellence is not create pressure. I'm going to roll out and make an amazing, drop it in the basket throw. Now, let's not diminish the amazingness of those plays Russell Wilson makes. But man, oh man, as you are moving through your 30s, you'd rather have a lot more of those kind of gimme plays. And the case could be made if you just look at the gimme plays, which would be no pressure type plays. He is a slightly below average quarterback. Russell Wilson is below average being on script. He is one of the best deep ball throwers, if not best, in the NFL. He's one of the best scrambler with the pressure on, making a play, making a spectacular play, one of the best. You add it all up, historically, especially last couple years, except for the last half of last year, he's emerged as one of the top quarterbacks. And I've heard at different points some smart people say maybe he's the best quarterback. Now, I'm not talking, maybe 2 years ago you heard some of that. And obviously all of the Russell Wilson's never gotten an MVP vote. He's been kind of saying, how amazing is that? That maybe the best quarterback. I don't know. I think that when he was at his physical peak still, and I think at his age, you probably are seeing him, you know, cresting and moving down a little bit, just a smidge. And he had the most experience, right? So that's the beauty of late 20s, early 30s for a quarterback. But most quarter, because you got both the experience and still the physical skills. But it feels like as he's started to drop off a little bit physically. Now, is that too early for it to happen? No, because he's like barely 6 foot if he's 6 foot. So his fit, you know, he was drafted in the third round for a reason, right? Was it third or second round for him?
Third round.
Yeah. Third round for a reason. And it was a real surprise he's been able to do what he's done. So, you know, kudos. But when you use your speed that much, you know, how many quarterbacks in their mid-30s in the history of the NFL were speed demons and winning with their speed, foot speed?
Not many.
Any?
None that jumped to mind, certainly.
I mean, I guess Michael Vick at different points was still playing well. But
never at the level that he did when he was young.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you look at Brady, and you could make the case he's, what, within 5% of the best he's ever been?
Yeah.
Right? So, and Russell Wilson's over 10 years younger? And now maybe
Russell Wilson's 32.
Yeah, maybe it's not age. We'll see. But, man, it does feel like the plays that he used to make, he might be, you know, a third of a step slow on maybe some of them now. Does the eye test kind of point to that to you?
Somewhat. I'm not ready to write off Russell Wilson yet because I was one of the people.
I agree with that, for sure.
I was one of the people who didn't believe Russell Wilson was going to be as good as he has been. So this is a guy who keeps proving people wrong, not unlike Tom Brady, who even going back to 7-8 years ago, people were saying, well, eventually Brady's going to fall off, and he just doesn't. So I'm not going to get in the business of betting against Russell Wilson to figure this out. But obviously now, maybe missing a start for the first time in his career, which with a guy his size, you wouldn't expect him to be as durable as he has been, but he has. So it's easy to say, well, yeah, he's a small guy. Of course, he's getting injured. But this is the first time in his career he may miss a game, which is pretty wild to think about.
Yeah, and it's in theory, his hand doesn't have anything to do with his size, right?
Right.
So to me, and I know you weren't thinking otherwise, but just to be clear, I think his diminutive size, as they would say, affects his ability to see over the line. It affects his ability, and we haven't really stated this, but it probably deserves it, to throw over the middle. It's just what you notice is shorter quarterbacks tend to throw to the outside. And you've got to be able to throw to the outside to be a good quarterback. But, man, there's a lot of hay to make in the middle of the field.
McKenzie, with some good numbers, you were talking about Seattle when they're on script. One of the best teams, Seattle, historically, once the script is done in the second half. 15 points per second half last season, which was second in the NFL. They've been top 10 in that the last 4 years, top 5 in 3 of those. So you're right. Russell Wilson, not as good on script as he is later on in the game.
And when I was talking about on script specifically, I was talking about within the play. When there's the snap and the five-step drop and the throw, that's exactly how it's supposed to, the rhythm of a bat, bat, bat. But when that isn't there and he looks for the second read, third read, now it's like, okay, now you got to get rid of the ball. He's like Aaron Rodgers is able to do this too, which, again, Aaron Rodgers' mobility isn't so much him running the ball. It's his ability to go past that third read and start to, you know, scramble a little bit. Obviously, Russell Wilson has that in spades. And to me, that's where I think he's excellent when he's off script. But on script, where it's supposed to be easier. The problem, as you know, AJ, with a Teddy Bridgewater, the problem with a Sam Darnold, even when he's playing well, is typically these guys, if they're on, the difference between the great quarterback. Now, listen. Brady and Breeze were so, and you could say Peyton Manning, were so good on script. They differentiated themselves there. None of those guys at all, those big three, and you could say the best three quarterbacks with Aaron Rodgers of the last 20 years, right? Breeze and Brady and Peyton Manning. Would you agree with
that's
that?
That's probably them.
Yeah, I mean, you can put Aaron Rodgers either fourth or third. Yeah, I think Breeze is over him, but okay, it's a debate. Is they were the only three quarterbacks in my mind of the last 20 years that were so good on script, you know, back five steps or whatever it is in the given play, get the ball out, that they became a Hall of Famers from just that. The typical Hall of Famer, Big Ben, Aaron Rodgers, and many others, made it. Or will make it because of what they do off script, what they do, making the play to Santonio Holmes, for example, in the Super Bowl. That was not on script. Brady, Manning, Breeze, not many of those. The irony is Russell Wilson's on his way to the Super or the Hall of Fame. I don't know about the Super Bowl. He's been there twice. But he is not even good on script. He's making, where, you know, Big Ben and Aaron Rodgers were good there and good off script. With Russell Wilson, it was like it's seemingly all differentiation of him from an average quarterback is off script. And he's so good at it that he's one of the top five quarterbacks. Any thoughts on Wilson's play specifically?
No, I think you're right what you were saying about being off script. Like when things start to get ugly, Russell Wilson magically finds a way to make something, make chicken salad out of chicken bleep, which is something that I think is it's a rare trait, but it's something that he does excel at. And you're right, when things are nice and clean for him, he can't do all the things that the Peyton Mannings and Tom Brady's can do. So just on the other side of that coin, those guys can't do the things that he does.
Yeah, but when it's all said and done, let's not lose sight of something on Russell Wilson. Is he was not a top five quarterback his first three or so years, let's say three. That he was a game manager, a very good game manager in those Super Bowl years. And maybe game manager is not the right word because he still was, you know, not well good on script and better off script, but he wasn't as good as he was in his middle years. You agree with that, right?
To an extent, he did. I mean, his numbers, his second and third year really, like, it took a massive jump from year one. His third year was his best QBR year of his career, and year two wasn't far behind it. Year two year three was the year that he had, like, 30-5 interception ratio. I can pull it up.
Maybe the third year. Now, was the, you know, we can dig into that. I think it's fair to say early in his career, it wasn't clear he was going to be a top five quarterback. Year three, it sounds like, and I'll defer to you on that one, he made the turn. It's like, oh, look at this guy. He could be that good. You know, whereas a lot of the, I'm just not sure. I mean, this is always the question. Is a guy, how many years is he the best quarterback in the league? And I would make the case that Russell Wilson hasn't been any years. And I mean, I guess you could debate one or two, but he's a Hall of Famer, I think, almost for sure. I don't know if he retired today, but I mean, odds are he'll be in the Hall of Fame. It just seems to me he's never, since they paid him, have they even made a championship game?
They have not, and things started to get a lot more difficult to keep a team around him once they paid him, and that's forced him to do more off script because he doesn't have the talent, but also the defense just isn't what it was early in his career.
Because the defense was the best defense, one of the top two or three defenses in the last 20 years during those Super Bowl years.
Exactly.
So Russell Wilson did not carry those teams to the Super Bowl win and the Super Bowl loss. He was a fine quarterback, but since that he got paid, they haven't done anything really, or they haven't done anything, even made the Final Four. So is that Pete Carroll became stupid all of a sudden? I don't know.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or I know it'll take you a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app. Then, pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, like rebounds, points, assists, and more.
Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code CRSHOW, CRSHOW. New customers could play $5, get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code CRSHOW, CRSHOW, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in Pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for Pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The New Orleans Saints, 2.5-point favorites on the road at the Washington football team.
Okay. I would say the Saints are the most confusing team in the NFL to me. Sometimes they look like they're as good as they were last year, and sometimes they look horrible. I mean, think about it. A team that dominated, or at least beat handedly, New England, and then the next week Tampa comes in, and it's 2 feet on a field goal. And I know it's just one game, but then Carolina kills them, and then, you know, This is the same team that dominated Green Bay. It's almost hard to comprehend the Jekyll and Hyde element of the Saints. I don't have any real feel of what's causing it. I hope when I do, I'll let you know. On the Washington side, I think it's pretty important to realize that this team could really, I mean, there's two games at minimum they could have lost easily additionally. So do the math. This is a team that's very lucky, Washington, to have the record they do.
I think the Vikings are the only team I'd put in that conversation with New Orleans about most confusing teams. Let's go to the Tennessee Titans, 4.5-point road or favorites on the road at Jacksonville.
All right. Well, obviously the question is, what is the Urban Meyer effect in this game? And personally, I don't think it will be as big as people think. And I think in general, when something's obviously a distraction, it almost becomes not a distraction because everyone knows, hey, it's almost like if you got to get up at 5 in the morning for a plane, you know that there's an extreme case of something that could cause you to be tired. What do people do? Usually they go to sleep at 7 at night, or they try to, you know, stay up the night before for all but 3 or 4 hours and they can sleep. When you know there's a big extreme thing coming up, oftentimes you can adjust for it. I think the times that distractions happen, they sneak up on you. They distract you without you knowing it. In a way, if you know a distraction's coming, how do you get distracted by it? And I really think that whenever the public starts to adjust lines because of something like this, I think they usually overreact to it. So I would actually lean Jacksonville here.
The Green Bay Packers -3 at the Cincinnati Bengals.
The thing about Cincinnati is they have been throwing the ball not near as much as you would think. Last year, Joe Burrow was throwing, you know, 30 times some games, 40 times, and it was like, obviously, he eventually got hurt. Now, what's the quickest way for Zach Taylor to lose his job is if Bridgewater gets hurt in a serious way again. And they are not throwing the ball near as much. And listen, they're 3-1. They've had the lead, you know, in some of these games. So obviously not throwing the ball makes sense in certain spots. But and it kind of makes it interesting. It's just fascinating to think about Cincinnati beating Minnesota. And then they lost to Chicago, right? Wow, that's almost hard to believe if you think about it. I mean, with Minnesota being so much better. But this has been hard to figure, this Bengals team. But what I know is no one expected them to run as much as they've been. But now the teams have seen it. So I think if Burrow doesn't throw as much as is optimal, it's going to start becoming a big disadvantage. I actually like Green Bay a good bit in this game. All right, next up, New England on the road. 1-3, favored by 9 points at Houston. AJ.
I like the Patriots here to run away from this Texans team. I think the market hasn't fully accounted for how bad the Texans are without Tyrod Taylor. Point differential with him +16 since the injury. They're -65. They scored 51 points in 6 quarters with him and 16 in 10 quarters since he's gone. Bill Belichick went to the Jets against a rookie quarterback in week 2, made him look terrible, throwing 4 interceptions. Davis Mills, way worse than Zach Wilson, but that trend continues with Bill Belichick against first and second year quarterbacks. 66, 35, and 2 against the spread, 65%. I like the Patriots -9 against the Texans.
So the theory on that is because Belichick is so complex that complexity allows him to fool those second year or younger inexperienced quarterbacks. And again, I think you're right about the most inexperienced and problematic of them all.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
45 seconds. Best bet, buddy.
I'm going to go with Oregon State this weekend, -3.5 against Washington State. The Beavers playing at a surprising level. They're on their way to winning four straight for the first time since 2013. The key to this is going to be the running game. B.J. Baylor averaged 6.6 yards per carry so far this season with 9 touchdowns, and the Wazoo defense has been awful against teams that commit to the run. Utah State both averaged 220-plus yards on the ground against this defense, and that's opened things up for for quarterback Chance Nolan, who's hit 68% of his passes, has a 9-3 touchdown to interception rate so far. Oregon State playing really great ball. Washington State playing really poorly right now. So you get a little bit of a short line based on preseason expectations, but the Beavers -3.5, certainly the side here for me. My best bet.
Okay, my best bet, it's a simple handicap, the San Francisco 49ers. You can get a +5 out there. Here's why. I'm down on Trey Lance in general, but if there's one time that Trey Lance is going to look good early in his career, it will be this first game when Shanahan has the entire week to try to come up with some trick plays. Arizona is high right now. San Francisco +5, we're going against them at a height, the Arizona, and we get the advantage of Shanahan and the trick plays. San Francisco +5, my best bet.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.